Hello, my wild ones, and welcome back to the Wild Extremities podcast, a vlog style podcast where we search to find beauty in the wild extremities of our souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. My name is Brittany Scott, and I am your host, and I am just so happy to have you guys back. Thanks for coming. I post daily, so come back again tomorrow. Or not, come back again tomorrow. And don't forget to check out my blog, wildextremities.com, and subscribe if you like me and want to see more of this kind of stuff, as well as my poetry. You can also follow me on all of my social media platforms at Wild Extremities. Made it real simple. I'm most active on Instagram, by the way, so definitely find me there. Slide in my DMs. I promise I don't bite. And we can be friends, honestly. Also, you can find this podcast pretty much anywhere except for Spotify, because Spotify is bougie and we have to level up before we get there. So let's get started. Hey guys, so today's episode is gonna be titled Nice for What. I don't know about any of y'all, but I just don't be mad. Like, I don't know about you, but I don't get mad, like, often. And some days, I think to myself, like, Brit, you gotta get more angry. I don't know. I don't even know what I like, if I'm not actually mad, when can I just insert anger in order to be taken seriously? But so yesterday, somebody was like, sorry, I didn't, call you back. So somebody was supposed to call me on the other night, like 2 nights ago, but they didn't end up calling me back. And so then they text me the next morning and like, hey, you know, sorry I didn't call you back. I was like, so I didn't answer the message for mad long, because I was like, I wonder if this is something I'm supposed to be mad about, but I don't know. I'm like, I need these things to take me seriously. I need them to take me seriously in this world, but I'm just not angry enough to be taken seriously. Do any of y'all struggle with that? Does anybody else struggle with being so, like, non-caring and, like, understanding that you just don't feel like people take you seriously? Like, you feel like you accept things that, you know, like, it allows people, because, like, you know, most people would be really mad about X, Y, and Z, but, like, even when I do get mad, I, like, get over it, because it's just not that serious. It, like, most things, like, I get mad, like, once a year, or maybe twice a year, but I'll get annoyed, and even when I get, like, severely annoyed, I just get over it. Like, if you could tell me, like, why you did this, and if it's, like, a good reason, and the only thing that I will actually be, like, angry about is disrespect. Like, don't disrespect me. We don't do that over here. We don't do that. But outside of disrespect, I just be chilling. And sometimes it's annoying how much I be chilling, because I'm like, well, you know, people feel like they can run over you because you're not mad about this or that or that or anything. You're just chilling too much. And so some days, and I know that it sounds funny, but it's really a real thing. It's really a real thing where I'm just like, I think I, like, let me get mad at this. Or when somebody, like, gives me their apology, some days I'm like, oh, I'm not about to take this one. This one, like, even though I don't even care, I'm about to be like, I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm a joke. But yeah, like, if you struggle with that, you know, slide into my DMs. Let me know your situations. You can find me at Wild Extremities everywhere. So be my friend, be my homie. It's a vibe. Like, I promise, I'm a really nice friend. I'm a really nice, well, that was the point of this whole thing, was that I just don't be mad and I just want to be your friend. So let me love you, fam. Let me love you. Slide in my DMs, okay? You can also leave a voice message on Anchor, if you're listening on there. I don't know. Just Wild Extremities everywhere, especially Instagram. I'm honestly not like, I like social media, but, I'm not a social media professional, but, Instagram is the place where I'm most, active and that I think I enjoy the most. So hit me up on there, especially. I will talk back to you and we could be the homies. Also, you can find this podcast anywhere that you can find podcasts, including Spotify. That's what my last podcast was about, was the fact that we on Spotify because we done leveled up. Oh, ooh. That was my little ratchet ooh. But it also sounded like I was dying. but yeah, what is it called? Ooh, I think my next podcast will be like on how I'm like exploring my ratchet. We'll talk about that. But okay then. Yeah, so find my podcast anywhere that you can find podcasts. So Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Breaker. Like we worldwide, we all over, and Spotify. Check me out on Spotify. I'm so hyped. Yeah, fam. You could tell Siri to find me. You could tell your Google Home, hey Alexa, or hey Google Home, whoever you talk to both of them. And tell them pull up Wild Extremities podcast because we doing the thing. okay. Don't forget to check out my blog and subscribe if you want like more detailed, like things about more detailed posts about like what I'm dealing with and, you know, my personal wild extremities, my struggles, my joys, my tips and tricks for things that I've struggled with and that I have overcome or that I haven't overcome and I'm still in the trenches with that struggle. Excuse me. Yeah. check that out. Also, if you want to see my poetry's lit, y'all. That's one of my biggest passions. So go check out my poetry, and subscribe. And then last but not least, y'all, don't forget to find beauty in the wild extremities of your souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. I love you guys, and I am wishing you the best Monday that Monday can bring. Okay, mwah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.